Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent, and some guests who are completely comfortable being on the mic with us.
How you doing, Marcy?
I'm doing great.
And welcome to our special guests.
Yes.
We're so excited to be here today. And again, thank you for our audience for listening to the In the Loop with the Soup. And we're going to jump right in because the special thing about the In the Loop with the Soup is that we get to talk to our guests. And today we have some magnificent guests here on our podcast, and they're going to jump right into kind of the intro for our day, which is talking about our great musical performance that'll be coming up. And can you all tell us what that's going to be?
Freaky Friday.
Awesome. What a classic. One of the favorites that we've ever had. One of my favorites that I grew up on. I'm not going to tell you how old I am because I don't have to.
And I'm on
a mic right now.
We've got a group of hardworking students and staff that have been preparing for the fall musical since, what, the middle of August?
Correct.
Okay, and the show is coming up, and as Dr. Clarity said, we've got some special guests here. That includes music educator Heather Thorpe and two of the leads, Mia and Amika, with us today.
Awesome. So we're going to jump right into with our students, because you both of you are sharing a mic right now, which is not something we normally do, but there's a special reason you're sharing the mic, because you're kind of sharing the stage together in a very mm-hmm. unique way during our musical. So if our listeners could see you right now, so you're going to be able to describe it to them, what is so unique about your partnership on the stage, and what are they going to see when they sit in their audience and see this show?
All right. Our roles depend on each other a lot, since we both at once inhabit each other's personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, there's always a time on stage where we're reflecting each other, and we just have to have not only a physical connection but also an emotional connection on stage, backstage, mm-hmm. always making sure we're on the same page. We're just always thinking of each other.
I think also what's like so like interesting to see on stage is the fact that, like, and you don't see this on stage very often, is the fact that you're playing like two polar opposite personalities like within like the span of 5 minutes, and it's been very fun like curating these personalities. Like, we try to adopt each other's like characteristics, like the little things. Like, mm-hmm. it's a lot to think about, I think.
Are you trying to get us to understand that mothers and daughters are polar opposites?
Well, in our case, they're not so similar, I guess. Or,
you know, if it relates to somebody in the audience, that's great. And if it doesn't, then that's also great.
I was agreeing with you because, you know, from the father-daughter combination I got, you know, there's some traits that stand true, but for the most part, yeah, you know, we're polar opposites, but we love each other the same, and I think that's what's going to come to light in our amazing show. And so also with us, we have, you know, not just a dynamic educator, but a dynamic person, and I call it a leader of our performance arts department in the Roane Area High School, and that's Ms. Heather Thorpe. It's good to have you.
It's good to see you. Thank you very much.
And so if you could tell us about, you know, just all the things that go into setting up the performance. You know, as an audience member, we get to see the final product, but there's so much that goes into prep. Can you go all the way back to how do you even pick the show?
Absolutely. Yeah. So go back about a year ago. Is when we start this process. So last year at this time, we were getting ready for Cinderella.
Absolutely.
It was during the ending, last few weeks of Cinderella, we just started the conversation with our director, Mari Bass, who is a phenomenal thinker and educator herself. We just start brainstorming, just making lists. We look at the kids that we have. We look at the kids that we could potentially have on a list. What's going to be a good fit for our kids? What will our kids resonate with? What will our community connect with?
Absolutely.
So we spend a lot of time. We spend a good couple months. You know, we always have a couple in our back pocket that, like, maybe someday. So we start with that process. And then we gradually just kind of look at shows, and we get the scripts. We get the scores, and we study them, and we listen to things. And we kind of get a pulse of the kids too. Like, what kind of things are you interested in? We really heard from the kids last year, like, we want to do something contemporary. The kids Cinderella was phenomenal. We loved it. And so we really want to go juxtapose between a classic musical theater to something contemporary to that our community and the kids are really going to enjoy. And then from there, we just kind of start promoting. Then we promote the show. We tell the kids in the spring what the show's going to be. We do auditions already in May. And we start the process growing. All the production staff get going in the spring. Back last, you know, March, we started everything to get ready for the summer.
Wow. And so how do you, I know there's a significant number of students that participate. How do you get that message out there? And to our students, how do you help make sure that everyone knows and everyone has an opportunity to be engaged in the process, no matter what their role is?
I think, like, well, starting off, like, right after COVID, it was a lot more difficult. Like, we had, like, what, like, 20 kids in the cast during Xanadu?
23.
23 kids in the cast. And now, like, we have 56, almost, like, maybe even more.
Wow.
I'm not sure how many
we have. About 60 kids. We have over 80 kids involved in the show overall.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, like, just from, like, the show's growing since COVID, I think has brought, like, a lot more attention to the theater department. And also, like, well, Morty Arnold, it runs our Instagram. He's doing a great job, like, putting that out there. And then our other friend, Lily Lambrecht, runs the TikTok. And I think, like, having that social media presence, especially, like, for kids our age, it is a lot easier for, like, telling what's going on in the school.
Absolutely. And there's so many roles that are on the stage, but there's so many roles that are behind the stage as well. Can you kind of help us understand just the breadth of the number of people that participate and what are some of the roles that we may not traditionally see right in front?
Yeah, so you see, of course, the kids and the cast. Those are the people that the people notice right away. We have a really great production team of adults who are professionals who help lead our students be successful also then behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Everything from building the sets to costume design to lighting to learning how to use the soundboard. We are really lucky in Verona that we have a state-of-the-art facility. So our students are truly learning what it's like to work at a place like Overture Center, any other professional theater. And we have a lot of students who have gone through the Verona music and theater programs who are doing theater for a living, whether they're performing on stage or back behind the scenes. And they all echo back to it was because of the skills that they learned when they were in high school.
Yeah. And that's what we want. We want our alumni to come back and just think about all the opportunities. When we talk about our mission for all of our students to thrive in the diverse global society, there's so many ways that comes to life, and we are so appreciative of the work that happens. So you began to touch on it a little bit, and we know this thing called Tech Week, and what that means for students and staff to work in partnership. Can you give us a kind of broader view? What is Tech Week?
It is a very, so it's obviously five days?
Or 7 days.
7 days, yeah.
We
do
start on
the
Saturday.
Together.
We start on a Saturday.
So after school, we meet up as usual, and then our culinary department provides food for us. Thank you, culinary department. It's always a treat. I believe different cuisines every night.
Sure.
Yeah. So
we're well nourished.
Yes. So we have that fuel and energy, and then we basically jump right in. So during Tech Week, we engage with, like, costumes and props and all the set pieces. So it's basically running the show every day until we open. So it's a very long process every night. And then we circle back once we finish to do notes, to do feedback, to make sure we covered every aspect. And yeah.
Yeah, so basically it's like taking all of our elements and we put them all together. So on a Saturday, we meet all day and we just do our lighting. Like, we just We make note of, like, where the kids are on stage, and we practice those light cues and, like, how to direct the spotlight. The next day, we practice with just the pit orchestra. Like, we don't sing, we don't dance, we just sing with the pit orchestra. Then Amika's going, it's my favorite. It is our favorite day, because that's when we really start hearing what it's going to sound like. It's always our favorite day. And then that next the next day, that Monday, is when we layer in all the costumes. And then we realize how fast the costume changes are for some of us. So literally, we have a couple costume changes that are happening in 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
When we need to be on stage. So then, you know, the first day, we're figuring it out, and we're putting microphones on. So every day is layering in new elements. And so by the end, by that Thursday, it's all there.
15-second costume change.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It takes me 2 minutes to put on socks.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll notice, you know, if you see the, I always love watching videos when you see behind the scenes. There's like oftentimes three people surrounding a person, and like they're holding their arms up and putting something on, and like Velcro is our friend, right? Yeah. So we're doing all, they're amazing. And our costume designer, Sharon White, is just an amazing visionary. And just, she already has just so many incredible ideas, and we're excited to see what's all going to happen.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to go back to our students here, because we have really been pushing this mindset of just try something new. Even if you, in your own head, you think this is not for me, or I can't, you know, how do we help our students get past that mindset of just try it and get the exposures? And it doesn't have to be perfect the first time, because you have a cast of people around you that are going to work together to build those skills. So what recommendation would you give to someone out there that, you know, you just want to talk them into this? Let's just give it a try. Yeah.
I think, like, just do it.
Yeah.
My first ever musical was my freshman year, and I only joined because, like, my two best friends were like, please do it with us, please. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I found out that I, like, really love doing theater. Yeah. And also we have like some kids who are seniors who are doing it for the first time. And it's just like, even if you're not really a big theater person, the community is super fun. Rehearsals are super fun. And it's just like, you're just there with your friends.
Yeah.
And if you like music, it's a lot of fun. I don't know.
Yeah. For some kids in our cast, this is their only chance or outlet to engage with music. They may not be in choir. This is the only time they have to really touch into that creative side of their lives. And I think it's cool to see them like find that escape from reality with us. And it is really an escape because we're acting and stage, we're in completely different worlds. And even as people who do it like every day, we love it, it's still a really big escape. And you can find comfort and friends. I found my best friends right now through theater. So
I just gotta ask, how often are you kind of walking around the house or driving in your car and you're singing the songs?
A lot.
Sometimes I wake up and that's the first thing I put on when I get ready.
Well, honestly, the songs are like really catchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I did not know Freaky Friday was a musical. Like, I obviously knew the movie. And then they were like, oh, Freaky Friday is the next year's musical. And I was like, Since when was that on the stage? But when I started listening to the like soundtrack and when we got the script and all that, it's so funny, it's so catchy. All the songs are like, they switch genres quite a bit. Like, we have some soul, we have some like, we have gospel, which is so much fun to sing.
There's an 80s pop like rock ballad.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. A lot of the music, even if like you're not into theater, like, or classical theater, I would say, like, this is just a fun show. It's like, the music is a lot of fun, and it's not like traditional musical theater, I would say.
Excellent. So Ms. Thorpe, if you think about anyone that necessarily does not want to be on the stage, how would you describe their experiences as far as what they can learn and be a part of the team and be a true part of the performance?
Sure. So I'll use this as an example. This last big push now in the next couple of weeks is our marketing and publicity.
Yeah.
So we have students who are really passionate about just like getting stuff out there on, like I said, you know, the girl said it before, social media, getting the word out, getting posters around town. You know, there's always something. And you could just be setting up the showcase at school so people know what the theater department is. It's just another way, because we're kind of hidden down in the fine arts wing, which is kind of hidden.
Yeah.
So when we have something out in the showcase, you know, we want to make sure that people can see it. So you name it, there's lots of different ways that kids can get involved.
Excellent. All right. I know it's going to be hard to pick, but if you think about your favorite part of maybe the musical itself or just your favorite part of being a performer, what would you lift out as your favorite?
I think it's the range of acting that is required for being a performer. Like, there are scenes in the musical where I have to be borderline crying. There are scenes where I have to make myself laugh. So it's getting in touch with your own feelings and how to portray them, especially since people may not always feel things outwardly. It's like projecting that, whatever your character is feeling, that is what you are feeling now. And I just love adopting whatever my character, Ellie Blake, is feeling. It's just really enjoyable.
I just like to sing, I would say. Like I said, the music is so fun. And also, like, being on stage with my friends is so much fun. Well, like, singing and music has always been, like, my first passion. So being able to, like, sing all these different music, like, going from Cinderella to this, like, just the range of, like, the voice and, like, the range of just, like, how things are written. Like, Cinderella was written, like, a long time ago. Like, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
The 50s.
Like, the 50s. Mm-hmm. And then bringing, like, doing something like Freaky Friday, which was, like, made, like, 2017. It's just so much fun, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you, and character development, you know, you hear about actresses and actors really trying to model someone else. Did you find yourself watching parents and how they act, and or as you got ready for parent development, or you haven't really thought about it from that perspective, but that's really what you've been doing?
I think, well, I'm only the mom for like 5 seconds of the show. I think me as Ellie, I am a lot of my own personality, I think, shows in the character. Ellie Blake is a lot more sassy, I think, than I am. But as the mom, as an older sister, I'm already sort of bossy, and I already have that, like, mom demeanor. But I, a lot of the stuff that I do as Catherine, my own mom does. Sorry, mom. But like, I think, yeah, I guess, like, looking around and seeing, like, the people around me and, like, basing the character and, like, taking small things from each person. Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, in a rehearsal, we get really nitpicky with how we act as each other, and it even got down to the walk. We were rehearsing how we walk. So I asked Amica, I said, how do you walk as, you know, me, Ellie Blake? Because she's Ellie Blake for most of the show. So I had to switch that. And then when I showed her how I tried to walk as her, she was like, no, that's too bouncy. And, you know, I don't realize how I walk. That's just how I walk. Yeah. So I, shoulders back, no arms moving. And, you know, I guess that's how I'm going to walk as a mom. So just got to prepare for that.
That is awesome. All right, Mr. We definitely have given you a shout out, but we know there's some other adults behind the scenes that make it happen, and our staff, because who can we additionally give a shout out to that really is going to be play a significant role in allowing this performance to come to life?
Correct. Well, of course, our wonderful director, Mari Bass. She's our director and our choreographer. She just is such a visionary and has come up with some just great choreography and really character development for our kids. We have Mr. Eric Anderson, who is our pit orchestra director. I was at their rehearsal the other day and heard them, their first rehearsal, and they're just absolutely fantastic. We have our wonderful producer, Lori Helminiak, who just does a lot of the behind the scenes, making sure we have our marketing things, making sure we have props, and making sure everything is happening. Sharon White is our costume designer, and she is just not only a lovely, lovely human being, but just it has such a vision of all of the shows. And Kyle Spradling, who works with Overture Center, helps our students with sound. So we really, we have just wonderful things that are happening. And so the list goes on and on. Those are the main folks right there.
That is amazing. And as any podcast you do, we do the marketing at the end to make sure you listen to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So as we think about when, where this amazing show will take place, what are the show runs that we can prepare for?
All right. We have 4 shows to choose from. Our first show is Thursday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Our next show is at Friday, September 27th, and this is a different time. This is at 6:30. All right, 6:30, so we don't want anybody to miss that. That Friday night one also is a special presentation because we will have ASL interpretation.
That's amazing.
We really want to broaden our audience and make it more inclusive, and so that will have ASL interpretation.
For a broad audience, that's American Sign Language?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And then our final two shows are on Saturday, September 28th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Excellent. And you can purchase tickets at vahs.vbotickets.com.
That is amazing. And I love that we have so many opportunities to engage. It fits so many schedules, and to have American Sign Language just shows how attentive we are to our audience to make sure that everyone can engage. And that's just such a thoughtful and added addition to the performance. So you know, everyone's ready to go. All right, any closing words from our stars?
We'd love to see you in the audience.
Oh, come to Freaky Friday.
Excellent. And as we, any other thoughts from Ms. Thorpe as you get ready to prepare? And it's only a couple of weeks away.
Only a couple of weeks. I echo what the kids say. Come and see it. Parents will see, it will make you question a little bit about some of your own parenting. and teenagers will see a little bit of what it's like to be in high school. There's things that are over the top and funny, but there's some things that ring really true too.
Absolutely.
So it's a fun show.
Absolutely. We try to get it right, and everybody's working on behalf of our students to get it right. All right, so that went by really fast, but we're going to close it out for our audience because we try to do a drive time podcast for your listening ear as you go for your destination safely. We'll turn it back over to Marcy for a closing.
All right, listeners, if ever you want to see a group that has put their heart and soul into what they're doing, it would be this theater group and their performances of Freaky Friday. Again, you can get tickets at vahs.vbotickets.com, and we hope to see you all at the show. We'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.